Unit 8. Business World.
商业世界
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it.After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Are you catching the 12:50 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about?
You will read
A. New York City B. An evening party C. An air trip D. The man's job.
From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York.Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
1. Why do you put aside so much of your salary each month?
I'm saving my money for a small business.
Question, why does the man save money?
2. Could you come to my office sometime this week, Mrs. Smith?
Yes. Would Tuesday morning at 10 suit you?
Question. What time does Mrs. Smith suggest?
3. Why are you thinking of leaving your present job?
Well, I enjoy banking, but I want to have a change.
Question.What does the man want to do?
4. Here we are. Our company is on the 4th floor of this building.
You have such a big office. The desk is nice and comfortable.
Question. Where does this conversation most likely take place?
5. How's your business? I heard that you got over the difficulties.
Yes, we finally begin to make a profit.
Question. How is the man's business? 6. B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations.There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
Fine. How's your job going?
I don't know if I told you or not, but I decided to start my own business.
Really? That's fantastic. What kind of business is it?
I've started an investment banking firm with some of my old colleagues from Goldman Sachs.
How's it going?
It started off a bit slow, but now business is really booming.
That's such great news. I'm really happy for you. Where is your office located?
Our head office is here in Beijing, but we're planning on opening up 2 more offices soon.
Where will those be located?
If all goes well, we'll open one up in Hong Kong in April and another one in Singapore in October.
When will you find out?
We're negotiating the final details of the leasing contracts tomorrow.
Wow, good luck!I hope it all goes well for you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Question 6. What kind of business is the man running?
Question 7. Where is the man's head office located?
Question 8. What is the man going to do tomorrow? Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
Fine. How's your job going?
I don't know if I told you or not, but I decided to start my own business.
Really? That's fantastic. What kind of business is it?
I've started an investment banking firm with some of my old colleagues from Goldman Sachs.
How's it going?
It started off a bit slow, but now business is really booming.
That's such great news. I'm really happy for you. Where is your office located?
Our head office is here in Beijing, but we're planning on opening up 2 more offices soon.
Where will those be located?
If all goes well, we'll open one up in Hong Kong in April and another one in Singapore in October.
When will you find out?
We're negotiating the final details of the leasing contracts tomorrow.
Wow, good luck. I hope it all goes well for you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Question 6. What kind of business is the man running?
Question 7. Where is the man's head office located?
Question 8. What is the man going to do tomorrow?
Conversation 2.
Here we are, Mr. Johnson. This is a pretty new building.
What a fine building! How many floors are there?
40. Our company has offices on 4 floors in the building.
Yours is really a very big company.
Yes, it is. The sales office is on the 1st floor, the marketing and accounting offices are on the 2nd floor, and we have many other departments, personnel, research, etc. They're all on the 8th floor.
Where's the manager's office?
It's on the 9th floor. Let me show you around.
Thank you.
Question 9. What are the speakers doing?
Question 10. What office is on the 1st floor of the building?
Here we are, Mr. Johnson. This is a pretty new building.
What a fine building! How many floors are there?
40. Our company has offices on 4 floors in the building.
Yours is really a very big company.
Yes, it is. The sales office is on the 1st floor, the marketing and accounting offices are on the 2nd floor, and we have many other departments, personnel, research, etc. They're all on the 8th floor.
Where's the manager's office?
It's on the 9th floor. Let me show you around.
Thank you.
Question 9. What are the speakers doing?
Question 10. What office is on the 1st floor of the building? Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase, in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage. First reading.
Bill put 2 big baskets of grapes on his donkey and went to market. At midday it was very hot, so he stopped in the shade of a big tree. There were several other men there, and all of them had donkeys of grapes too. After their lunch they went to sleep. After some time, Bill began to take grapes out of the other men's baskets and to put them in his. Suddenly, one of the men woke up and saw him. "What are you doing?" he said angrily. "Oh," said Bill, "don't worry about me. I'm half mad, and I do a lot of strange things." "Oh, really?" said the other man. Then why don't you sometimes take grapes out of your baskets and put them in somebody else's baskets? You did not understand me, said Bill. I said that I was half mad, not quite mad.
Question 11. Where did Bill go one day?
Question 12. Why did Bill stop in the shade of a big tree at midday?
Question 13. What did the men under the big tree do after their lunch?
Question 14. What did Bill do when the other men were sleeping?
Question 15. According to Bill, why didn't he put his grapes in somebody else's baskets? Second reading.
Bill put two big baskets of grapes on his donkey and went to market. At midday, it was very hot, so he stopped in the shade of a big tree. There were several other men there, and all of them had donkeys of grapes, too. After their lunch, they went to sleep. After some time, Bill began to take grapes out of the other men's baskets and to put them in his. Suddenly, one of the men woke up and saw him. "What are you doing?" he said angrily. "Oh," said Bill, "don't worry about me. I'm half mad, and I do a lot of strange things." "Oh, really?" said the other man. "Then why don't you sometimes take grapes out of your baskets and put them in somebody else's baskets?" "You did not understand me," said Bill. "I said that I was half mad, not quite mad."
Question 11. Where did Bill go one day?
Question 12. Why did Bill stop in the shade of a big tree at midday?
Question 13. What did the men under the big tree do after their lunch?
Question 14. What did Bill do when the other men were sleeping?
Question 15. According to Bill, why didn't he put his grapes in somebody else's baskets?